You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say? You turn us on, you'll hear it. You will indeed. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3. Call it down. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Well, probably after 10 o'clock at any rate. Lovely to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Yep, we're halfway through the week. And we're almost halfway through the month as well. We're the 14th of September today. So let's take a look, shall we? A few things relevant to today's date that have been recognised or celebrated. If you are in Romania today, well, very good morning to you, and you happen to be an engineer, happy Engineers Day. And Hindu or Hindi-speaking regions, we got Hindi Diwas today. Mobilized Servicemen's Day today in Ukraine, which I guess probably right now includes all of them. And last but not least, in Nicaragua today. What are they celebrating? They're celebrating San Jacinto Day today there in Nicaragua.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I said one day this world will take you down, and oh, it can swallow you. I said one day, oh boy, you're gonna drown. I don't wanna say I told you so.
Hate to say I told you so. I've been trying to tell you, trying to warn you, but you won't let go. Sometimes it's better that you move.
Take my hand and I'll lead you back to land, 'cause I don't wanna leave you here alone. Oh,
your ship is sinking and it's far too far to swim the shore. Take my hand and I'll lead you back to land, 'cause I don't wanna leave you here alone.
Oh, I said one day this world will take you down, and oh, it can swallow you.
It can swallow you.
I said
that was called Told You So, probably unsurprisingly. And it came from a gentleman, his name is Nathan Evans. Scottish singer, comes from Airdrie in Scotland, best known for singing sea shanties, which would include that one. He first gained fame back in 2020, which wasn't that long ago really, was it, by posting videos of himself singing sea shanties on social media service TikTok. In 2021, he released a cover of the folk song Wellerman, which peaked at the top of the UK singles chart, believe it or not, and also charted in several other countries as well. Keeping an eye on the time, we're exactly 6.5 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock in this morning's breakfast show. Got to get to our usual. We've got Andres talking about movies a bit later on. Special guest coming in the late hour of this morning's programme.
All good children need traveling shoes. Drive your problems from here. All good people read good books. Now your conscience is clear. I hear you talk, girl. Now your conscience is clear. In the morning when I wipe my brow, wipe the miles away.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, yes. Two in a row we had Tanita Tikaram and A Twist in My Sobriety. Followed on there, that is Nelly Furtado and Good Things Come to an End. Well, got a good thing starting for you because it is time for you to do this. Absolutely, get in the shower, get yourself spruced up and ready for a Wednesday. It is Wednesday. It is Wednesday the 14th of September. Yes, virtually halfway through the month of September, which is scary in its own right, really. What have we got for you? How about some Madonna? Love makes the world go round. So true. No room for hate. No room for wars. Just love.
Bye.
20 minutes exactly after the hour, 6 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. That was Madonna and Out You Get. Come on, stop hanging around. Yes, you do smell better. Talking about that, they're working on the gas in our building, so it's still cold shower time for us at home. Which is, but you know, the guys just disappear. You know, they don't come back for a couple. There's something wrong with my car. Like the good lady said yesterday, yeah, they're probably working on another building as well. So don't know how long. I've heard horror stories of people having to do this for months and months and months. So we'll have to see. Madonna and Love Makes the World Go Around. That came off of her album True Blue, and the album that was released in 1986. In June of 1986, to be precise. And being precise, 21 minutes after 6. This is Elton John together with Dua Lipa. And you can actually tell who is singing on this one. Not like the new one with Britney Spears. You can tell I don't particularly like that one, can't you? I like the song.
It's a human song.
There it is, yes, Elton John together with Dua Lipa there and Cold Heart. Now, that one I did like from the beginning. Remember, I said it would get to number one. They all laughed at me. What did it do? Got to number one. But the Britney Spears one got to number one sort of overnight, didn't it? I can't get my head around it because I listen. I can't even really recognise Elton John on the track and recognise the song because it's a variation of Tiny Dancer. But anyway, that's my opinion. I got a, when we had the boys in the studio yesterday from Komodo, they saw something my mother, God bless her soul, gave me many years ago. It's a little plaque and it sits here in front of me. It says, everybody's entitled to my opinion. But of course, you're perfectly free to to ignore it. You know that, don't you?
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. And not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get like.
It's been some time since we last spoke. This is gonna sound like a bad joke. But mama, I fell in love again. It's safe to say I have a new girlfriend. And I know it sounds so old, but Cupid got me in a chokehold. And I'm afraid I might give in. Towels on the mat, my white flag is waving. I mean, she even cooks me pancakes and Alka-Seltzer when my tummy aches. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. We even got a secret handshake, and she loves the music that my band makes. I know I'm young, but if I had to choose her or the sun, I'd be one night total son of a gun. I'm trying hard not to talk fast, but Dad, I'm finally thinking I may have found the one type of girl that'll make you way proud of your son. And I know you heard the last song about the girls that didn't last long, but I promise this is on a whole new plane. I can tell by the way she says my name. I love it when she calls my phone. She even got her very own ringtone. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. It's gonna be a long drive home, but I know as soon as I arrive home, and I open the door, take off my coat and throw my pack on the floor, she'll be back into my arms once more for sure. Like, make the most see, now annoying old man bite his tongue.
I'm not done.
She's got eyes comparable to sunrise, and it doesn't stop there.
Man, I swear.
She's got porcelain skin, of course she's a 10, and now she's even got her own song. She's got the cutest laugh I ever heard, and we can be on the phone for 3 hours. And I would still cherish every moment. And when I start to build my future, she's the main component. Call it dumb, call it love, or whatever you call it. But
everywhere I go, I keep a picture in my wallet like.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to feel like.
Go wandering off into the distance. That is the Gym Class Heroes and Cupid's Chokehold, the radio mix. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are right now 29 minutes. That's after the hour of, 6 o'clock, of course.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it. You'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Si los colaboradores de tu empresa suenan así cuando usan sus computadoras.
¿Ah? ¿Y ahora por qué demora?
O así.
Ven acá, ¿y qué son estas alertas?
O incluso así.
¡Ah, ya las trabó!
Es hora de darles cariño y potenciarlas. Aprovecha el DataCer Black Week para empresas del 12 al 30 de septiembre y trae todas tus computadoras. Te las potenciamos con más memoria, más espacio de almacenamiento, antivirus y mucho más. Lleva un descuento del 10% si traes más de 10 computadoras y un 15% de descuento si traes más de 15. Visita dspma.com o visita nuestro Instagram @datacerpanamá y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataCer, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Aventica Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Aventica at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And it's great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Yes, we're halfway through the week. It is Wednesday. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. And it is the 14th of September. We make our way. Yeah, we're almost halfway through September. Keep a lookout for those special offers on Christmas decorations as they try and get rid of the ones they didn't sell last year or the year before or the year before that. All right. Time to look at some of the local news. We're taking a look at some of the stories. We're going to be looking at these, of course, in more detail as we do at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. This Tuesday, the second day of the preliminary hearing of the Odebrecht case began with the reading of the prosecutor's hearing before the court presided over by Judge Baloisa Martinez. The day started yesterday at 9:13 a.m. The day before, almost 80 pages of the document had been read, which contains the arguments of the anti-corruption prosecution to request trial for 50 people accused of allegedly committing the crime of money laundering. The act is also, by the way, being broadcast live by the judicial branch. So if you want to keep up to that, there's quite a bit of information on there, but I won't read it all now. You can hear it at 8 and 9. Or, as I say, you want to keep up with it, you want to watch, then say it is being broadcast live. The digital platform will be enabled. This is by the Authority for Government Innovation, the AIG, so that people can seek the availability, proximity and prices of medicines in private pharmacies, which I think is a great idea. And this was announced by the Presidency of the Republic after the meeting of the technical table for medicines headed by Vice President José Gabriel Carrizo. It was announced that starting at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, the 13th of September, that was yesterday, people will be able to enter the Digital Panama portal and enter the Medic app section to search for information. The administrator of the AIG, Luis Oliva, explained that this tool will allow the user to search nearby for information on each pharmacy and the cost of medicine. The owners of the pharmacies, through a user number, will be able to enter the platform and update the prices in their stores. The single dialogue table for Panama must meet again this Thursday, September the 15th, in another attempt by social organizations and the government to reach an agreement on item 8 on the agenda and start the second phase. And this Tuesday, the Catholic Church's facilitator met with the leaders of the social alliances and representatives of the executive to clarify some aspects of the steps to follow in the talks. For their part, the spokespersons for the social organization stated that they will be meeting to present a position this Thursday when the Penanome dialogue resumes. However, they warned that there would not be in a second phase after the lawsuits that have been filed in the Supreme Court of Justice against the agreements of the first phase. In addition, that the private companies do not recognize the alliances. Meanwhile, the social groups maintain that it should be allowed to broaden the topics to find a solution to the crisis resulting from the protests last July, which caused the emergence of the table. The Panama Canal announced yesterday that there was an overflow on the west lane of Gatun locks in the Panamanian Atlantic. In a statement, the waterway indicated about 9:30 a.m. that the corrective measures would be carried out to resume service in the west lane, while the east lane was still operational. It was around about 10:42 yesterday morning the canal reported the resumption of traffic through the west lane of the Gatun locks. In other words, this lane was inoperative for approximately 1 hour and 15 minutes. The institution specified that a team of specialists is investigating the causes of the event. Well, I don't know if you saw something, it was really quite spectacular. I don't know if you saw the video that was flying around yesterday, but a lot of you did. The water was just pouring over the lock gates. After more than 15 years since the idea of an electrical interconnection between Panama and Colombia arose, the project is finally beginning to take shape. After a series of preliminary technical studies, both countries managed to define the route and the environmental corridor through which the power line will pass, which will allow a regional exchange of energy. The project represents an investment of nearly $500 million in charge of the Colombian ESA and the Panamanian Electric Transmission Company's SA, ETESA. The route has an extension of 500 kilometers and will be divided into three sections. The first, a land section on the Panama side with 220 kilometers, a second section of 130 kilometers, which will be through a submarine cable, and the third land section of the Colombian side with 150 kilometers. And just lastly, by the way, yesterday, of course, yesterday was International Chocolate Day, wasn't it? Did you know that the consumption of chocolate can be beneficial for your health, according to scientific studies? This product can lower cholesterol levels, prevent cognitive decline, and reduce the risk of cardiovascular problems, among other things. Added to this, there is no doubt that this product is one of the favorites by a large number of people, whether as an appetizer, dessert, or simply a good gift for different special occasions, or in my case, a nice nibble. And of course, what we're getting at here, of course, is that we've got some great chocolate here in Panama now. Really, it's like our coffee, isn't it? Sort of specialist. This is Proyecto Cacao, emerged in November of 2019, of course, just before the pandemic. And as this all came about as a result of an exploration trip made by Diego Fernandez and his current partner, Ariel Soaya. And they went off to Bocas. The rest, I think, is history. So anyway, there we go. That's it. Some of the things we will be looking at in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Time on The Breakfast Show right now. We're just making our way up to 22 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Girl, come over here. Let me hold you for a little while. And remember, I'll always love you.
I tell you what, there's two tracks there, and you know what they had in common? The title, of course, Everything Changes. We started off with Everything Changes from Kathy Tricoli, and that last one, that was Take That, and Everything Changes. Nothing changes when it comes down to the time, though. It's still moving on. We're 14 minutes before the 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And let me see what I was going to say. I'll tell you what, yes, if I'm a little bit disjointed today because I'm doing the program, I've also got one eye on my laptop because I'm obviously, as you might think, normal. I'm sort of watching the events that are going on in London right now as well, because today is the day that they are moving the coffin of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. Arrived at Buckingham Palace yesterday evening, where it's laying there overnight, and then today it's going to be moved to the Palace of Westminster, where it'll lie in state for 4 days. They're expecting so many people to go to view the coffin. They've told people you may have to wait a day or more in the queues. So we'll see. It's going to be laying in state for 4 days before the funeral, which is going to take place, of course, on Monday. I won't be on the air on Monday for that particular reason, because I do want to watch the funeral of Queen Elizabeth the Second. So it's just one of those things. And anyway, that's what's happening right now. It's really quite spectacular looking at the mole going down to to Buckingham Palace with all the flags, etc. Thousands of people, needless to say. And that has brought us to 13 before 7. Special guest in the last hour. I'll tell you about that after Eddie Rabbit.
Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. I gotta keep rolling. I close the windshield wiper, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. I gotta keep rolling. Ooh, I'm driving my life away, looking for a better way.
There we go, yes, that is Eddie Rabbit. He's driving his life away. Right, if you keep an eye on the time, let's keep an eye on the time, because I know at this time of the morning you like to know where you are, at what time. We are 9.5 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. And I tell you, I mentioned to you just now, you know, we've got a special guest in the last hour. Almost, I believe, at 8 o'clock, in the 8 o'clock hour, we will have Andreas in talking about the movies. But in the last hour of this morning's program, there's a particular chamber which I sort of really have quite a lot of respect for. They do a thing called Camera Opina every Sunday, and I wanted to find out more about them, find out what makes them tick, and what influence that they have these days. I'm going to be talking with the president of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama. We know it as the CCIAP. Marcela Galindo is going to be chatting to me in the last hour of this morning's program. So I'm looking forward to that. So that'll keep you entertained a little bit later on this morning. We do try to do that, you know, keep you entertained. You're the only ones that can answer or not whether we do a good job. Plenty of music, great music, of course, going right through until the end of the program at 10 o'clock this morning. This is Razorlight and America.
What a drag it is, the shape I'm in. Well, I go out somewhere, then I come home again. A lot of cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. My life, watching America,
happiness came and went. I got the movie script, but I don't know what it meant. I light a cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that I can believe in. All my life, been watching America. All my life, there's panic in America. Oh, 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 there's trouble in America. As I got the news, when you get it straight, you stand up, you just can't lose. Give you my confidence, all my faith in life. Don't stand me up, don't let me down. No, I need you tonight. So hold me, say you'll be here. Hold me, say you'll be
Razor Light and America. Brand new heavies. Brand new heavies. Never stop. That's what this one is on The Breakfast Show. 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. There we go. That's the brand new Heavies and Never Stop. And let's bring us up towards the top of the hour. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. Just remind you, if I may, about a couple of things which I think are very important, because right now you're probably making your way off to work, aren't you? Yes, of course you are. I hope you are. Well, about to, at any rate. We're just 1 minute away from 7 o'clock. Our friends, the Gourmet Store. Now, don't forget them. This is the delicatessen store and speciality foods store. They're in Paitia Mall now. Now, Paitia Mall is the little strip mall, which is next to the Panama Clinic, which is in the Pacific Center. So that's where you'll find them. And they're waiting for you. They're there from Monday to Saturday. And what is more, you can pop in, get yourself some delicious baked bread, some best cuts of meat, seafood tapas. Oh, take them all to work. That'll start your day off well, won't it? So that's our friends at the Gourmet Store. So do go along and see them now. You might be getting in your car. It might sound a little bit rough. You think, I wonder what is wrong with my car, you see. And they said, well, there's one thing you can do. You can take it to our friends at Valley Motors. Because if your car is 2010... or younger, in other words, 2010, 11 upwards, and you said that you heard this on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, you will get a free full inspection, all right, of your car. And that's a $50 value, so they'll be able to tell you if there's anything wrong with it. Contact them today on their WhatsApp at 6431-0419. 6431-0419. That's Valley Motors, all right? So do get in touch with them, and make sure that your car is okay, all right? All the right things are happening at the right time. It's all very important, you know.
Valley Motors.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. Lovely to be with you on this Wednesday morning. It is the 14th of September, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM. Some international news for you for this morning, taking rummage around. This is some of the stories I could find. A group of St. Petersburg local politicians who called for President Vladimir Putin to be sacked over the war in Ukraine faces the likely dissolution of their district council following a judge's ruling on Tuesday, one of the deputies have said. Nikita Yuferev said that the judge decided that a series of past council meetings had been invalid, paving the way for it to be broken up by the regional governor. Another council member, Dmitry Paliuga, said that the same court then fined him 47,000 rubles, which is about $780, for discrediting the authorities by calling for Putin's removal. Court officials could not be reached by telephone for comment. And Vladimir Putin's chief envoy on Ukraine told the Russian leader, as the war began, that he had struck a provisional deal with Kiev that would satisfy Russia's demand that Ukraine stay out of NATO. But Putin rejected it and pressed ahead with his military campaign, according to three people close to the Russian leadership. The Ukrainian-born envoy, this is Dmitry Kozak, told Putin that he believed the deal had hammered out, removed the need for Russia to pursue a large-scale occupation of Ukraine. According to these sources, Kozak's recommendation to Putin to adopt the deal is being reported by Reuters for the first time. And Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping will discuss Ukraine and Taiwan at a meeting in Uzbekistan on Thursday, which the Kremlin said would hold special significance given the geopolitical situation. Xi will leave China for the first time in more than 2 years for a trip this week to Central Asia, where he will meet Putin just a month before he is set to cement his place as the most powerful Chinese leader since Mao Zedong. The European Commission on Wednesday unveiled a series of proposals to curb the energy price spike that has rocked Europe in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, while stressing that the EU's solidarity with Kiev would be unshakable. Energy prices and inflation have surged across the 27-nation European Union as Moscow slashed gas supplies in response to sanctions, prompting some, in particular on the far right, to argue that the sanctions were hitting the EU more than more and should be softened. King Charles, his sons, Prince William and Harry, and other senior royals will join a solemn procession as Queen Elizabeth's coffin is taken from Buckingham Palace today, Wednesday, to lie in state in Parliament. After the Queen's death last week at her summer home of Balmoral Castle in Scotland, her coffin was taken to Edinburgh for a series of poignant ceremonies, and it was then flown to London late on Tuesday. And Pope Francis said on Wednesday that God does not guide religion towards war. An implicit criticism of Russian Orthodox Patriarch Kirill, who backs the invasion of Ukraine and has boycotted a conference of faith leaders. On his second day in Kazakhstan, Pope Francis addressed the 7th Congress of Leaders of World and Traditional Religions, a meeting that brings together Christians, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, and other faiths. And that's it. Those are some of the things in the international news on this Wednesday morning. Keeping an eye on the time still, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. We'll take a few pieces of music, and then we'll take a look at the weather, shall we? Whether or not you should get out of bed. Looking out, the blind's down, so it's not too bad. It's not sunny yet. This is Darius Rucker on this morning's breakfast show. If you like a bit of country, call Wagon Wheel.
Heading down south to the land of the pines, and thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind. I pick a banjo now. Oh, no country winners keep getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I have to leave town. But I ain't turning back to living that old life no more.
to the south out of Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long talk. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I got a home on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me.
Station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbly on there on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Come on.
There we go, a bit of bad medicine. That's coming from Bon Jovi. And that's brought us to 16 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And we're going to take a look at the weather, looking out the studio window right now. It's fairly bright, but it's cloudy out there. We don't have any direct sunlight right now. Starting over, as we do, Costa Rica in the province of Colón, 28 degrees Celsius. That is the maximum temperature for today, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, thermal sensation with 85% relative humidity. Isolated showers during the course of this morning, rain with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated rains and thunderstorms tonight. Moving across to this side of the isthmus, and we're going to be taking a look at West Panama. 31 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, 24 being the minimum. 37 degrees is the thermal sensation today, with 81% relative humidity. Partially cloudy, they say, this morning there in West Panama. This afternoon, of course, we got that chance of rain and thunderstorms, and partially cloudy to tonight. Moving along to us here in the metropolitan area, 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24, the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, 82% relative humidity. They do say cloudy this morning, but I'm inclined to say partially cloudy as the sun starts to peep through. This afternoon, like everybody else, rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Taking a wander out to the Gulf of Panama, out there to the Perlas Islands, 28 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 26 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, but their relative humidity is way up there at 93%. Isolated rains and thunderstorms during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and rain with thunderstorms tonight. So that's it. There we go. There's our forecast. Moving on to maritime conditions, let's start off with the tides for today, starting on the Pacific. Low tide was at 12.02 this morning, just after midnight, and that was minus 0.06 of a metre. High tide will be at 6, or was at 6.21 this morning, 5.21 metres. Yep, we're over the 5-metre mark still. Low tide again at 12.25 this afternoon, 0.03 of a metre. And the last high tide, that will be at 6.43 tonight. And we're getting down below that 5-metre mark at 4.88 metres. On the Caribbean, high tide, that was at 4.34 this morning, 0.15 of a metre. Low tide will be at 9.30, 0.06 of a metre. And the high tide, that will be at 4.22 in the afternoon at 0.34 of a metre. And the last low tide, 11.44 tonight. That would be minus 0.03 of a metre. So there you go. There are your tides. Now, actual sea conditions, if you're going to be on the water, let's take a look at the Caribbean to start off with. Good conditions this morning. Light winds, just 5 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming from the west-southwest. And waves are just going to be at 1 foot. Now, this afternoon, good conditions continue. No change in the wind speed. 5 to 10 kilometres an hour will be coming from the northwest in the afternoon. And no change on the wave height either, at 1 foot. On the Pacific, good conditions this morning. 1 to 5 kilometre an hour winds. You're hardly going to feel that. That's coming from the west-southwest. And the waves, though, they're going to be up at 4 feet. This afternoon, good conditions, 4 feet waves, no change there. Wind picking up very, very slightly, it's just a mild breeze, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour. It will be coming in from, it's going to be coming in from the southwest.
Candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine to hold you tonight. way and how I wish it was to take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a lot on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't start to cry. Girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, and Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. And fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. That I could stay. Girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Tomorrow I'll be gone. Eagle Eye Cherry, that one, and Save Tonight. As they go meandering off into the distance. I tell you what, have you heard of the Mean Red Spiders? No? I tell you what, you have now.
Call me the teacher. I'm an educated man. Call me the teacher. I'm an educated man. My silence, my success.
There you are. There's your introduction to Mean Red Spiders. That's called The Teacher. I rather like that one as well. Time on The Breakfast Show. I tell you what, we're just making our way to the top of the hour. Got time to squeeze, bottom of the hour rather, not the top of the hour. Time to squeeze a little one in, for want of a better expression. Everything But The Girl. Another Bridge.
I hadn't even noticed how far we had drifted apart. Can I still count you as a friend? Have I done too much now to ever make amends? 'Cause I once needed just an open mind. Well, that's no reason why I now should leave you behind. Your words from out of the blue reminds me how much I once needed you. No, but that's all in the past now. So much so that I can't scarcely remember how. I once needed just a hand to hold. 'Cause now the few times we meet, all I sense is love grown cold. Can't hold on to everything, and I've forgotten what we talked about a long time since. Can't recall days with regret. Tomorrow remember today, and all the rest forget. 'Cause time's gone by and all the things we did, and now just so much water under another bridge, another bridge.
And there we go. Yes, that's it. Everything But The Girl and Another Bridge, which was nice and small. It took us to the bottom of the hour. We're in actual fact 29 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Let's take a look, shall we, at some of the international business news for this morning. British consumer price inflation fell for the first time in almost a year in August as a drop in fuel prices offered some unexpected and probably relief. Although it be brief, this is a respite to households and the Bank of England. Annual consumer price growth showed 9.9% from July's 40-year high at 10.1%, the Office of National Statistics said on Wednesday. This was its first drop since September of 2021 and below expectations in a Reuters poll for it to rise to 10.2%. The global economy could avert a recession as data points to a potential soft landing. JP Morgan analysts said that while adding that the Federal Reserve might have overreacted with the 75 basis point rate hike in July. A clutch of recent data from major economies is suggesting moderating inflation and wage pressures as well as stabilizing consumer confidence, the brokerage said in a note dated Monday. The EU executive plans to raise more than 140 billion euros, which is about $140 billion right now. This is to soften the blow to consumers from soaring energy prices by skimming off revenues from low-cost electricity generators and making fossil fuel firms share windfall profits. European Commissioner President Ursula von der Leyen outlined the plan on Wednesday as the 27-member European Union grapples with an energy crisis fueled by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Oil prices stabilized on Wednesday. This was after dropping by more than a dollar earlier in the session following gains of bullish demand on an International Energy Agency, according to the International Energy Report. Brent crude futures rose 8 cents or 0.09% And that comes down to $93.25 a barrel. That was by 9:33 GMT. US West Texas Intermediate Crude, WTI, was at $87.35 a barrel. That's up 4 cents, or 0.05%. Prices stabilized following some positive elements in an IEA report that was published on Wednesday, said UBS analyst Giovanni Stanovo. Google suffered one of the biggest setbacks on Wednesday when the top European court fined it €4.125 billion, about $4.13 billion, for using its Android mobile operating system to thwart rivals, offering a precedent for other regulators to ratchet up the pressure. The unit of US tech giant Alphabet had challenged an earlier ruling, but the decision was broadly upheld by the Europe's second highest court in Wednesday's ruling, and the fine was reduced only modestly by €4.34 billion. South Korea levied tens of millions of dollars in fines on Alphabet's Google and Meta platforms for privacy law violations, authorities said on Wednesday. In a statement, the Personal Information Protection Commission said it fined Google 69.2 billion won, which is around about $50 million, and Meta 30.8 billion won, about $22 million. The privacy panel said that the firms did not clearly inform service users and obtain their prior consent when collecting and analyzing behavioral information to infer their interests or use them for customized advertisements. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced $4.5 billion in measures on Tuesday intended to provide relief from high inflation to low-income families. The measures include doubling a quarterly tax credit sent to individuals and families with low and modest incomes to offset sales tax, and $500 Canadian one-time top-up to a housing benefit that is provided to low earners who need help with rent, said Trudeau. And General Motors' autonomous driving unit, Cruise, has developed its own chips for self-driving cars to be deployed by 2025, as they aim to bring down costs and scale up volume, executives said on Tuesday. Cruise is taking a page out of Tesla's playbook, switching from NVIDIA Corp's products to customized chips to power their vehicles. They said 2 years ago we were paying a lot of money for a GPU from a famous vendor, Carl Jenkins, head of Cruise Hardware, told Reuters in an apparent reference to NVIDIA's leading maker, of course, of graphic processing units, or GPUs. There is no negotiation because we're a tiny volume. We couldn't negotiate at all. So that's why I said, okay, then we have to take control of our own destiny, he said, during a tour of the Cruise R&D workshop in San Francisco. That's it. There is our look at some of the things in the international business news for this morning. Talking about business, don't forget my guest in the last hour of this morning's program, around about 9:25, we'll be talking with Marcela Galindo, the president of the CCIAP, the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama. So we'll be chatting with her, finding out about the CCIAP, and also some of their thoughts on where we are and where we should be going. So that's all coming up in the last hour. All being well, Andreas will be with us in the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking movies. Good morning, Mary Lou. Let's say good morning to Mary Lou, also to Paul over there in the United Kingdom. He's been chatting with us this morning. Good morning to both of you. And Mary Lou asked if we could play a piece of music for her. She says, good morning to everyone. Can you please play Stone Cold from Rainbow? It's quite warm in here. Here you go, Mary Lou.
Out.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rock. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. As you stand to the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction? Jugglers and the clowns, when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could steal, how does it feel? How does it feel gifts, but you better take a diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon.
that. It was a classic song. It's that one, Bob Dylan. Yeah, that's it, like a Rolling Stone. Such an iconic song released back in 1965, and that was on Columbia Records, if I remember rightly. It was a bit of a confrontational song. The lyrics originated an extended piece of verse that Dylan wrote in June of 1965 when he returned exhausted from a grueling tour of England. It can do that to you, you know. Dylan distilled this draft into four verses, and Chorus Like a Rolling Stone was recorded a few weeks later as part of the sessions for the forthcoming album, which was Highway 61 Revisited. During a difficult 2-day production, Dylan struggled to find the essence of the song, which was demoed without success in 3/4 time. A breakthrough was made when it was tried in a rock music format, and a rookie session musician, Al Cooper, improvised the Hammond B2 organ riff, for which the track became known. Absolutely classic song, absolutely brilliant. Police, where? Behind you. Every breath you take. Police and Every Breath That You Take. And this brings up, we're making our way to 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And I was just looking at a few things relevant to today's date, 1752. If we go back to 1752, the British Empire adopts the Gregorian calendar, skipping 11 days. The previous day's day was September the 2nd. I like that idea. 1759, the earliest dated English board game, which was called A Journey Through Europe, or The Play of Geography, invented by John Jeffreys, is sold by him at his London home. Another one for right now, in 1814, Scott Francis Key wrote The Star-Spangled Banner, a poem originally known as Defence of Fort McHenry, after witnessing the British bombardment of Fort McHenry, Maryland, during the War of 1812. The song became the official U.S. national anthem, and that was on the 3rd of March in 1931. And time for Beyoncé. Closer I Get to You, featuring Luther Vandross. Also, by the way, if you get an opportunity to keep an eye on the news and the moving of the body of Queen Elizabeth to go on display is not right, but lying in state, they're about to move that in around about 20 minutes, I believe.
Oh, you make me see. By giving me all you've got.
Tell me more.
Ooh, yes. Your love has captured me. Yeah.
Over and over again, I try to tell myself that we could never be more than friends. When all the try to tell myself that we could never be.
about each other's love. Wanna tell you words of love.
There we go. Now, that's Beyonce and The Closer I Get You featuring Luther Vandross. Taking us to the top of the hour is Mr. Jason Aldean.
She said, baby, do you ever miss being alone? I said, hell no, I don't. She said, do you really think I'm where you belong? I said, you know, and I know you're perfect for me. Everything I'll ever need, I ain't playing. What I'm saying, when I got what I got, I don't miss what I had. The old me before you belongs to the past. In the back of your mind, you might think there's something more I want. But when I got what I got, girl, I said, baby, do you know you sound a little crazy when you're talking like that, girl? Ain't no second thoughts, no regrets, no kind of maybe, no wishing I'd turn back before you came along. I could go on and on, girl, just kiss me. You're all that I want. When I got what I got, I don't miss what I had. The old me before you belongs to the past. In the back of your mind, you might think there's something more I want. But when I got what I got, girl, I don't. Said, baby, do you ever miss being alone? I said, hell no, I don't. When I got what I got, I don't miss what I had. The old me before you belongs to the past. In the back of your mind, you might think there's something more I want. But when I got what I got, girl, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. When I got what I got, girl, I don't.
And there we go. And that has brought us up to the time right now. It is, it is top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey? I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
Mi amor, qué bien que llegaste. ¿Lista para ver la serie?
Claro que sí. Déjame prender la computadora.
Oye, pero eso como que se ve mal.
Ay, sí, hace varios días. No sé qué le pasa.
Y se escucha bien raro.
Ah, eso lo tiene hace rato. Tampoco sé por qué.
Si tu equipo está fallando pero no sabes qué le sucede, tráelo a DataServ y te damos un diagnóstico. Aprovecha el DataServ Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 25% de descuento en el costo del diagnóstico. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataServPanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServ, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
And as you make your way into the office, right now, you should probably be there already. Must be, what, only 3 hours and 45 minutes to lunch. The Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and speciality foods shop. It's also now in Paitia Mall, next to the Panama Clinic. There you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines, and if you're thinking about something for lunch, well, you can get their products to take away, eat, and enjoy. That's the Gourmet Store. There in Paitia Mall. And the other thing is, if your car is 2010, yeah, or younger, and it's, well, you might want to have it checked out, might be sounding a bit strange, we'll just get it checked out anyway. If you tell our friends at Valley Motors that you heard this mentioned on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, you'll get a free full inspection, which is a $50, about a $50 value. What you've got to do is contact them today on their WhatsApp at 64310419. 64310419. That's Valley Motors, all right? Just drop them a little note on their WhatsApp and they'll make an appointment for you.
Valley Motors.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
I tell you what, Cedric, if you are listening this morning, you dropped us a little note yesterday. We had guests in the show, so we couldn't get it played. But you asked if we could play a piece of music for you yesterday, and I said I would play it today. You asked if we could play Como Una Ola by Rosario Jurado. And here it is.
Grabé tu nombre en mi barca, me hice por ti marinero, para cruzar los mares, surcando los deseos. Fui tan feliz en tus brazos, fui tan feliz en tu puerto, que el corazón quedó preso de tu cuerpo y de tu piel. Como una ola, tu amor llegó a mi vida, como una ola de fuego y de caricias, de espuma blanca y rumor de caracolas, como una ola. Y yo quedé prendida a tu tormenta, perdí el timón sin darme apenas cuenta, como una ola. Tu amor creció como una ola. Bajé del cielo una estrella en el hueco de mis manos y la prendí a tu cuello cuando te dije te amo, pero al mirarte a los ojos vi una luz de desencanto y me avergoncé de mi estrella y llorando me dormí. como una ola, tu amor llegó a mi vida, como una ola de fuerza desmedida. Sentí en mis labios, tus labios de amapola, como una ola. Y me escapé contigo para adentro, sin escuchar las voces en el viento. Como una ola se fue tu amor, como una ola. Y me escapé contigo para adentro, sin escuchar las voces en el viento, como una ola se fue tu amor, como una ola.
Me dijiste al despedirte y no pude ni pedirte que pensaras otra vez, que lo nuestro estaba a tiempo de salvarse, que valía complicarse por el bien de nuestro amor. Hasta siempre, para no dolerme tanto, porque tú sabías cuánto en verdad me iba a doler. Hasta siempre, y el adiós en tu mirada, me di cuenta, me dejabas, no pensabas en volver. Cómo duele el saber que de verdad ya te he perdido, que hago parte del pasado y de tu olvido. Cómo duele, yo lo sé. Cómo duele el pensar cuánto te quiero y te he querido, el sentir que ya no soy correspondido. Cómo duele, yo no sé. Para no dolerme tanto, porque tú sabías cuánto en verdad me iba a doler. Hasta siempre, y el adiós en tu mirada, me di cuenta, me dejabas, no pensabas en volver. Cómo duele el saber que de verdad ya te he perdido, que hago parte del pasado y de tu olvido. Cómo duele, yo lo sé. Cómo duele el pensar cuánto te quiero y te he querido, el sentir que ya no soy correspondido. Cómo duele, yo no sé.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I don't know if it sounds better, but I feel better. Woo, a day of rest and some good meds and just, you know, I don't know, just laying around a lot. Just resting. I do feel a lot better than I felt the last couple days. So far, the cook has not gotten sick, but she's starting to show some symptoms, so the plans to do anything have ceased. We are just hanging out here, gonna just kind of soak up some sunshine, which, by the way, is beautiful this morning. Wow, what a beautiful morning. We've had rain every day, and today now, ooh, I want to go outside and catch some of those rays. I remember during quarantine sitting in the city and being at the window and only in my skivvies, leaning out and trying to get sun because we weren't allowed outside, you know. We had our time limitations, and I remember that was kind of strange. But in a way, the quietness that was there in quarantine is kind of here, except for the barking and whining little dog that's going on over there. But that sun was so wonderful when it touches your skin. I'm kind of thinking that's going to be a good idea today. Grab me some sunshine. Well, the kitty cats, I guess the cook fed them because they're not screaming and yelling for more food. And the garden, well, it's going to need some work. I don't know that the gardener's going to come this week or not. We'll see. As long as he's outside and he stays away from me, that's a good thing. I do feel better. Golly, I mean, I still feel stuffy. COVID a second time. I don't know if it must be a different strain or something, because I've had both vaccinations. I've been vaxxed, you know, and I've had COVID, so I still got it. So I don't know, you know, so gloves and masks and wash your hands. Got to do it again. All right. I'm feeling better. Hope you guys are all feeling okay. Don't get this a second time, you guys. You all be safe. And back to you in the studio.
So they told me all the things that you said, running all over my name, oh, and you're acting all so innocent, like I'm the only one to blame. You've been lying to yourself, not everyone else, only thinking about yourself, darling, what the hell.
That was Joshua Bassett and Lie, Lie, Lie. Time on the Breakfast Show, 29 minutes. That's exactly after the hour of 8 o'clock. And it's time for... what's your name?
Andres.
Ah, thank you.
I got you.
Andres. Andres is here with us this morning.
It's been a sad week for
it
you.
It is a sad week. I mean, yeah. I'm talking to you, but I'm watching the...
I'm watching
the moving of the Queen's coffin. It's been moved from Buckingham Palace to the Palace of Westminster, where she will lie in state for 4 days.
I gotta be honest, this is probably more interesting than what I have to say.
Well, probably. Yeah. It normally would be.
You know, I looked up, like, great Queen Elizabeth content. What's the best, like, Queen Elizabeth content that they've created? And I went through it a little bit yesterday. And I think, to this day, I think obviously The Crown is number one. I think The Crown is a fine show, and it's very well made. And I think you're a fan. Are you a fan of that show?
Yeah, no. I mean, I must admit, I haven't watched the more up-to-date one. But, no, I think it's very well done. There's obviously some...
Some license in dramatization,
but a lot of it sort of brings it to the fore. A lot of it's sort of mainly factual in what happens.
Super fair. The movie with Helen Mirren from 2006 or 16, The Queen. You remember that movie, The Queen?
Mm-hmm.
It is all about when she is told that Princess Diana is died,
mm-hmm.
and it's her, like, thinking about what she's going to do, because at that point, Princess Diana was no longer part of the royal family. So it's a great movie. It's a great look into her. How does she separate duty and
do you know who saved? Do you know who saved the day for Queen Elizabeth? Not one of my favorite politicians, but Tony Blair, the Prime Minister.
Yeah, Tony Blair.
He saved her from. You know, it could have been a lot worse, because that's the first time ever I've known the public to turn against the Queen. Ever. Because it was handled badly. And it sort of showed people how out of touch they were with
the love
with
of
reality.
That, yeah, the love for Diana was ridiculous.
So, and they changed, they adapted. And I think, from what I've seen it's early days, but what I've seen of King Charles III, he's stepping up to the plate. I mean, I've been watching him. He's very regal. I'm seeing a side of him that we hadn't seen before. And he's very honest. He talks from his heart.
What's the job nowadays? Because before the Queen met with the Prime Minister on...
Still the same.
Okay.
Yeah. He won't be changing anything. I mean, he spent the last few days because he wasn't up in Scotland towards the end.
Okay.
Because he was busy. He was in Northern Ireland yesterday.
Okay.
He's already visiting, and I think tomorrow he's going to be tomorrow or Friday he'll be in Wales. He's been travelling. He's been meeting with ministers. He's been meeting all the people he needs to. He's been working.
Okay. Is Queen Elizabeth the only monarch you know?
Yeah, she's been on the throne for 70 years, and I'm only 73.
Incredible.
Only 73. Just thought I'd...
Like Charles.
I would throw that in.
It's like Charles.
We're the same age.
Yeah, you are kingly.
Yeah.
No?
I mean, he's got his job, I got mine.
Same thing. Similar job.
I'm sort of watching all the pomp and circumstance. I mean, and this is just moving the Queen from Buckingham Palace to... nobody does it like the Brits.
It's also the Queen. It's not like...
Oh,
it's
no,
not
absolutely.
Anybody.
No, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And this is just moving the coffin. Can you imagine what it's going to be like on Monday for the funeral?
You, I can see you emotional about this. And I don't see you emotional. We often joke about the fact that you do not cry in movies. And I do. I am a crier.
No, but this one, it was like being told my mum had died again.
Yeah, that's sad.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was. It is very sad. So anyway, before you get me,
I'm getting a little choked up.
Let's move on. Yeah, what have you been seeing?
Oh man, you have Amazon Prime, correct? You are a Prime video guy.
Yeah, I haven't watched Amazon Prime for a long time.
Well, you gotta get back to it, my friend, because last week on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe two weeks from now, The Rings of Power premiered.
Oh right, yeah.
Yes, this is the story of how they made the ring, the ring from Lord of the Rings.
Right.
Okay? It is a Lord of the Rings show. It is fantastic, Jerry.
Oh, yeah?
It is incredible world building. It is, the performances are you forget they've made many, many movies of this. This is how good this show is, that you literally forget, oh, I've seen 12 hours of Lord of the Rings content before this. It is an amazing show, and I was surprised, because it was going up against a juggernaut. It was going up against House of Dragons, the Game of Thrones show that came out, that is running right now. And I have to say, I am enjoying this show, Lord of the Rings of Power, the Lord of the Rings show, more than the Game of Thrones show. It's a little bit of a hot take. You might get some emails. But I think the Lord of the Rings shows, to me, is a better show.
Okay.
It's a bigger show. The world building to me is everything. Like the amount of money they put on to the show. Like Amazon has spent, and this is recorded, has spent $500 million in this first season of the show.
So this is a series.
It is a series, and I think it's 8 episodes.
So they're really sort of
milking the cow.
Well, not so much milking the cow, but they're really going head on with the big movies. Studios now. I mean,
oh yes.
It's like I'm still, believe it or not, I'm still watching Manifest, and I haven't been put off it yet.
There you go. Soon. Don't worry about it. It's gonna happen.
And I'm sort of in the last series. And
they renew it though, right?
There's gonna be a fourth series, but okay. I mean, I haven't watched an episode that hasn't sort of caught my attention. So
no bad episodes so far.
I mean. Okay. Yeah, because there's an ongoing story, but the story is within the story, which is what I like.
Okay.
And I don't know how you could ever compare it with that other stupid program.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Anyways, Rings of Power. Let's talk a little bit. First of all,
okay,
they do connect it to the movies. They do connect a little bit.
Where's my review?
I did. There's no real review about it. I just wanted to talk about the show.
How do I do the plot?
The plot of Rings of Power? I can look it for you. Cause
no, don't worry.
No?
No, I don't want to do it now. Just the moments have passed.
Wow. That was a fast moment passing.
No, you carry on because I can continue watching the moving of the coffin.
No. Let's talk about this. Have you ever seen the Lord of the Rings movies?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Were you a fan?
Yes.
Okay. What about the Hobbit movies?
No.
No, you never saw those?
No. They're little people.
No. You did you read the books? Were you a Tolkien fan?
No.
Never
no,
read the books.
I colored a couple.
You colored a couple. What does that mean?
They're the only books I had. The ones we color in the.
There you go. Can you read that? Can you read that? Is that thing too small? I don't know. You're 73 years old. I gotta
go to your room. Epic drama set thousands of years before the events of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings follows an ensemble cast of characters.
There you go.
So how come they did it before J.R.R. Tolkien wrote the book?
About the time they wrote the book. It's funny because here's how it came up. It's interesting because Jeff Bezos, the head of Amazon, at one point got into a meeting when they were building this and came in and say, "Where's my Game of Thrones?" And he was like, "Where is my Game of Thrones?" And famously, they bought the rights to the Tolkien thing that cost $250 million, and they spent another $250 million making this first season to try to have their own Game of Thrones. And I think they have achieved it, in my opinion.
Now, tell me, when somebody like Amazon makes a movie like that, how do they recuperate it if people aren't paying tickets? And I mean, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you get access to it.
There
so
are
how
metrics.
How do they make money?
There are metrics if anybody subscribes to the platform, to Amazon Prime, because of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
If, for example, on Netflix, there's huge spikes on subscriptions when, for example, a new season of Stranger Things comes up.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
like huge spikes. Or, for example, on Disney Plus, when The Mandalorian comes up, there's huge spikes.
And again, Netflix, when the next season of Manifest comes out.
That's going to crumble the streaming service.
But, okay. I mean, that's interesting. But you see, the thing is, I think I think it was Disney I subscribed to because I wanted to watch something. And then after watching it, I immediately unsubscribed.
It happens all the time. I got to be honest. And it's an issue with the streaming services because there's no real contract like cable. Cable, you're like, oh, you have cable for a year. You got to pay it. But now you can unsubscribe whenever you want. is, I gotta be honest, I subscribe to a fitness app that I use constantly.
Well, I hope they give me money back.
Yeah, I'm just paying them at this point. I never use it. But at the beginning of the pandemic, I would use all my emails because, you know, if you throughout time, everybody has a lot of emails, and I would get like a month free every time. So I had multiple emails, and I would get like 4 months because of four emails, and I used my wife's email at once, uh-huh, and I would, mm-hmm, use it. Mm-hmm. But anyways, Disney Plus, and that's how Amazon Prime gets it. Going back to the show smartly, as you read, goes very, very far behind the events on the, mm-hmm, in the books and in, mm-hmm, the movies, mm-hmm, but they do have a couple of characters that are obviously mentioned in the books and movies and even appear in the books and movies. For example, Galadriel, who is the lead in the movie, is played by... I'm drawing a blank here in the movies. Cate Blanchett.
Oh, really? Yeah.
In the movies, it's okay. Played by her, but mm-hmm, in this, she's much younger, obviously.
Right, right.
But she's the lead. That's the lead character, mm-hmm, Galadriel. Mm-hmm. And obviously, they also mention Isildur, who is famously the person that slayed Sauron before the Lord of the Rings. So they, mm-hmm, do mention and show up a lot of characters that you can tie to the movies. That way, it's not completely disconnected, mm-hmm, but it's so far from it that is completely original and fresh. And again, the visuals of this show, they really put the time and the money into this, mm-hmm, into this thing. It is out of this world. It has a little bit of mystery because there are a couple of characters. Nobody knows who they are. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of theories of, oh, this is going to be this person and their parents or whatever. But it really creates this sort of like intrigue to the show, yeah, and the story. My wife, I remember I started watching because I was like, my wife is not a huge Lord of the Rings fan. I'm going to start watching this without her. And one day she's like, hey, baby, they premiered this Lord of the Rings show. Yeah, baby, I'm up to date. I'm on episode 3. I was like, what do you mean? This is a show we watched together. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And she binge-watched those 3 episodes in, like, a night while breastfeeding. It was like, she is completely sucked into the show.
The baby's probably quite fat by now, then.
It's funny. We have a whole issue because we're watching TV while we're feeding her. And she's turning to the TV and we're trying to, like, block, like, don't look at this. And she's like, nope, I want to watch this. She's already a TV fan like me. You can tell.
It's going to be fun.
But yeah, Jerry, you have Prime Video. Everybody out there who has Prime Video, I recommend watching. It's a good show. Yeah. It's, mm-hmm, a really, really good show. Jasmine, are you a Lord of the Rings fan? Yeah, you don't look like the part.
You've not been in the movie, have you, yes? No, that's why she doesn't look the part.
Yeah.
What did you say?
That was... I love Jasmine's feedback. By the way, the other thing I want to talk about today, I went to the premiere of the new Arturo Montenegro movie yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give a full review next week because it premieres this. Mm-hmm. It premieres tomorrow.
Right.
For, like, in movie theaters.
So that's it then. You went to see it. Okay.
But I want to talk a little bit about it because you can see Arturo. Arturo is perfecting his craft. You can tell, mm-hmm, he's really, mm-hmm, everything he does, it just gets better and better and better and better. And this movie, it's very intimate. It's very personal. I think he is very intrigued and maybe even obsessed about family interactions and family dynamics. And I think this movie digs deep into a group of friends,
mm-hmm,
very intimate group, mm-hmm, of friends, and very complicated issues. He likes to put a family or a group of friends into a very complicated issue or even controversial issue,
mm-hmm,
and this movie does the same, but it's beautifully shot as always. He has an incredible eye for photography, and there's a beautiful dog. You know me, I love, mm-hmm, me a good dog in a movie. In this mm-hmm, movie, the dog, mm-hmm, is on point. That's all I'm saying. I'm gonna give a full review next week, but I think people should go check it out.
Oh, we're not support gonna give the movie. Anyway. We're not gonna give anything
no,
away.
Yeah, support the movie.
But the dog did it.
Yeah, support the Panamanian film, Panamanian art. It is the movie that is selected for the Oscar contention,
mm-hmm,
which is important. So, check it out. Go check it out.
Right.
Written, by the way. Co-written.
Co-written. And written.
So Arturo Montenegro wrote it,
right,
with Andre, his producer, but Amin Nathani is also credited as one of the writers. Yes,
oh,
he is.
Excellent. Oh,
yes.
Good. Oh, so, good for him.
Good friend of the show.
Right. We're going to take a break for music. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you walk by the good ones, 'cause you're trying too hard to see them. And sometimes you don't find the right lines, 'cause you're trying too hard to hear them. But you know what it feels like, 'cause you're like me, and you won't give up till an old time love. Nothing else is good enough. I want an old time love to find. Days you're too sad in your ways, and you forget to shut up and listen. Some days you just have to misplace all your mistakes somewhere that you all miss. Stop lying that you're fine, 'cause you're like me. You can't give up till an old time love. 'Cause nothing else is good enough. Want an old time love to find. Oh, I don't believe that it's a failure. I don't believe that it's a fall. 'Cause if everything were plain sailing, oh, tell me, what would there be left to explore? But an old time love, 'cause nothing else is good enough. I want an old time love to find me. I want an old time love. Nothing else is good enough. Want an old time love to find me. Building in my mind, how
Double whammy from Mr. Will Young there. That was Why Does It Hurt? And then that was preceded by All Time Love. Are you a Will Young fan?
I'm not, but I enjoyed the two songs you played.
Well, you will be then.
I will become. Yeah, I'm buying t-shirts mm-hmm. now.
Yeah. watching the Royal Parade.
Going parade. Through,
yeah,
is it just, parade? Is that the right
it's,
term?
It's...
Profession? No, no. Procession?
What procession. Perhaps procession.
Procession is the right word.
They just passed through. They've just passed across Horse Guards Square. They now come through, going on towards the Mall, I think now, and then they will make their way to the Palace of Westminster.
There you go. She will stay there for 4 days.
4 days.
People can go there and pay their respects.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. And
starting at 5:00. I think it's starting at about 5:30. This afternoon.
Would you fly to London just for that?
If I had the money and the time, I would do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I would have done.
Do you think a lot of people from outside the UK would go back?
I think a lot will go back. I mean, it's not just from the UK. I mean, a lot of people coming from overseas. Just to be there, nothing to do necessarily to do with the UK.
Oh, nothing. No citizenship.
Just for the. I think the. I mean, you know, watching this, you know, it's. She passed away last Thursday.
Correct.
And nothing has missed a beat since. I mean, this is always prepared because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Years in advance.
You know. And it's a continuous thing, you know, they practice for it or whatever. But bang, I mean, this thing just switched on from the moment she passed right through.
Protocol.
Protocol, traditions, and... nobody does it. I mean, I'm not being, just because, you know, originally I'm a Brit, of course, and, but nobody does this kind of thing, the pomp and the circumstance, like the British.
The thing is, there's no monarchy in the world quite like the Brits, no?
No. There's monarchies, but...
There is, but nothing like the Brits.
Nothing quite like this. And we're going to have to see, I mean, because I think, with some of the Commonwealth countries, some of the other countries of which, you know, they're part of the Commonwealth, some of them now have been waiting. You know, now is perhaps the time when we do become a republic and we don't have the monarchy as our head.
How many countries have monarchies still?
I can't be sure.
But yeah, like Spain, I know, has Denmark.
I think Netherlands, I think.
Netherlands still, yeah?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they play sort of like, don't forget, I mean, in the United Kingdom, the Queen is the head of state. She is the head of the church. It's not just, you know, because I guess the traditions and the time that we've had a monarchy
has got a lot to do with it. The crown that was on the coffin in Scotland, in Edinburgh.
Okay.
It's the oldest crown that exists. I can't tell you how long, but it's one of the oldest crown that exists.
There you go. Do you truly believe this might be the beginning of the end for the monarchy?
No, it won't go that far. I think they've got too much support, and it's very interesting seeing how King Charles III, as he is now, how he has stepped straight in. He hasn't stopped.
No.
He's traveling. You know, while he didn't go to Edinburgh till towards the end, and he's been traveling. Scotland, well, obviously it was Scotland because that's my mother, but official duties in Scotland, official duties he was in Northern Ireland yesterday.
Okay.
And he came back. And tell you what I did also find rather touching was that himself, the Duke of York, Princess Anne, and Prince Edward, they actually stood and with the coffin in the St. Giles Cathedral in Scotland, in Edinburgh. They actually went and they stood with the coffin, you know, like you see the soldiers. They stood between the soldiers and they stayed there as a vigil.
Who? I'm sorry, the ignorance. Who's the Duke of York?
The Duke of York is the one that got into trouble.
Oh, the one we don't talk about.
Got it. No, I mean, I thought that was touching that they were standing there in vigil while the people were passing by showing their respects. And they're telling people that because the Queen will now lie in state for 4 days. And they're telling people you might have to queue for days.
That's crazy.
You know?
The popularity. I think the British monarchy is at an all time high in approval ratings, I think. Especially now. I think people love William. Especially people are hoping for William to come in and like rejuvenate the monarchy, I guess, a little bit. I don't know.
I think it will do anyway. I think Prince Charles actually, or King Charles, he's quite a modernist. I think you'll see him and his son, working together.
Okay.
I think you will see changes, and he will be keeping the tradition. His mother, you mentioned earlier on about the weekly meeting with the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
That will continue. That will still happen.
And they have a brand new prime minister, so
yeah.
What a way to come in.
I mean, that was the very last thing. Last official function that the Queen undertook, and she was fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was fine. She was there, she was smiling, she was in good,
It seemed like she was in good health.
And no, I mean, even Boris Johnson, I mean, she got rid of Boris earlier that day. And I mean, it's quite funny because Boris even said that himself. He said, she got rid of me. And
Boris Johnson.
And, that was her last official duty.
Okay.
Was, asking, the new prime minister to form a government, and of course the thing is, she was the new prime minister was making her speech about how the help that they were going to give for the payment of energy bills and things like that, and it was sort of after she just sort of finished that somebody came in and leaned over and told her about the seriousness of the Queen's condition.
Oh, okay.
And literally a few hours later, the Queen had passed away.
Oh my God.
It happened so quickly. And she was in such good health.
That's a tough first week.
It is a tough first week. She's had to attend all these things as well. So yes, so Liz Truss. So, we'll see. There's a lot of big changes all in one time.
It's time.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Emmys happened on Monday, changing the subject a little bit back into...
Is she a queen?
Emmys, no, the awards for TV.
Oh.
And I looked, Manifest was not in it. In any of the nominations. Strange. I don't know why. It's a great show.
Oh, look at the time. Time to go.
I was just saying. I looked for it. I was like, Jerry says this is amazing. This should be here. Manifest. No Manifest.
By the way, don't forget to stick with us in the next hour. Around about 9, we're going to be talking with Marcela Galindo, the president of the CCIAP, the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama.
Oh, nice.
So you've got something interesting coming up.
I think I owe her a couple fees, so don't mention my name.
Hey, great to have you with us.
All the best, man.
This morning, and all being well, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, take care.
All right, all the best. And Rose Clemente with us this week here on this morning's breakfast show as we make our way up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Absolutely. Now, tell you what, don't forget, if you are thinking about lunch... Oh, well, we've probably got, 2 hours and 45 minutes to go. Don't forget the Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and speciality food shop, also in Paitia Mall and next to the Panama Clinic. There you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafoods, tapas, recognized wines, and gourmet products. These are the ones you want for lunch. You can pick it up, go and buy it, take it away, heat it, and enjoy it. There we are, the Gourmet Store, there in the Paitia Mall next to the Panama Clinic, which, of course, is in the Pacific Center. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Don't forget our friends at Encuentra 24. If you're looking for a TV, they do have the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest price in Panama. Now at Encuentra 24, with the service entrega, domicilio, you get free delivery and 10% off. How about that? That's only at Encuentra 24. Time on The Breakfast Show. Keep an eye on the time. We are 13 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go. Soul Sister was the first one from Train. Followed on there, that is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, of course. Keeping an eye on the time, 21 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Call FM. And that was Mary Jane's Last Dance. Right, next on the playlist, Hall and Oates. One-on-one. And that's what we'll be doing. We'll be one-on-one with my guest soon. Marcela Galindo, President of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries, Agriculture, Panama. Century old.
I'm tired of playing on the team. It seems I don't get time out anymore. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, Bagman Turner Overdrive and taking care of business. And my next guest on this morning's program, well, my main guest on this morning's program, is doing exactly that. Marcela Galindo, President of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries, Agriculture of Panama. Good morning to you, Marcela. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. Real good. How are you?
I'm excellent, and I'm so glad that you agreed to join us this morning, because the CCIAP, I mean, I sort of do follow. I love the opinion that is put out every week, which is really quite to the point. But I didn't really, we're talking about an organization that's got a 100-year history.
That's right. We've been around for 107 years. You know, we're the one of the things that people maybe get confused is that, you know, when we say that we're the Chamber of Commerce, Industry, and Agriculture, it's for the city of Panama, not for the country. There are other chambers of commerce in different cities in the country. However, we work very closely with the other chambers of commerce.
Right, right. And, I mean, in that sort of 100-year history, I mean, what are your sort of benchmarks that you've made over that period of time?
Well, one of the things that we are very proud of is that, you know, we say that we are the most representative group for the private sector in Panama. We have around 1,500 members that represent really all different sectors of the economy. We're divided into 15 different groups, and these groups, you know, they span from everything from agriculture, food, tourism, construction, health, education, you know, so everything. And all these 1,500 groups, they're divided into, like, their own categories. But there's a lot of interaction in between those. So, you know, whenever you have so many companies and whenever you have so many areas of the economy that are covered within one group, you say, you know, I think we really have a handle on or we really have that a lot of information on what's really going on in the country.
Sure.
When it comes to the economy.
And I mean, when you talk about that, Marcela, I mean, like you say, you've got so many sectors. And I guess, you know, part of your work is to, you know, get people working together. Do you find it sort of gets a little bit too much?
It's a lot of work, especially considering that this is pro bono work.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. The president and the board members, we donate our time for this. Let's say that, you know, this is our contribution to the country, to trying and make things work better in the country. But it's also very interesting. It's very interesting. You learn a lot. I mean, each one of us comes from a different sector.
Sure.
I myself come from the health sector, from the medication sector. But at the end of the day, you have to learn about tourism. You have to learn about, you know, construction. You have to learn about, you have to be on top of everything that's going on in every different sector. Of course, you have a lot of help from the directors of each group, which are the, you know, they're the specialists. It's a very holistic view of everything that's going on.
And tell me, I mean, it's just to sort of digress, because unless I'm mistaken, you are the first woman that has taken the presidency of the CCIAP.
Yes, the first woman in 107 years. It's only taken us 107 years.
It's quicker than some, I tell you. Well, congratulations.
And thank you.
Are you finding it daunting with what's going on right now and you know, putting out fires?
It's been an interesting year. It's been a tough year. I mean, let's say that whenever anyone decides that they're going to take on the challenge of becoming the president of the Chamber of Commerce, you're already predisposed and you already know that it's going to be a very active year, a very dynamic year. And there are always challenges ahead. I think this year has posed, you know, special challenges with everything that's been going on. And the important thing is that, you know, us in the Chamber of Commerce, we need to be able to analyze the situation and we need to be able to act and to, you know, bring our opinion forth, but always taking into consideration the social aspect of things, the political aspect of things, and the economic and private sector aspect of things. You know, we can't just blind ourselves and say, okay, we're only our opinion is only going to be based on the economy or on,
right.
on private enterprise. We need to be able to see things as a whole in order to, you know, to put out a very balanced opinion about everything that's going on, and to be able to recognize that there are problems that our society is facing, that there are real problems, and that every one of us, you know, government, private sector, you know, every one of us needs to come together and needs to start working on finding solutions for these problems that have been building for the last years, you know, and not only for a couple of years. We have some problems and some issues that have been building really for, I don't know, 20, 30 years that we need to address.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, I mentioned, one of the reasons that we reached out and wanted to talk to you is because when I sort of read your camera opinion every week, it is very diversified. You're not concentrating on one thing. You're looking at various aspects which do affect us here in Panama. Now, right. when I first came to Panama, I came here as our company in London came as an investor, and we sort of set up business. This is going back to 1993, and we ended up running four companies here. Based, it was all to do with the shipping industry, with the marine fuel side of business, and we used to sort of sit there and say, you know, one thing about Panama is that Panama keeps moving forward. It keeps managing to develop. Despite the government.
Yes.
Does that still hold true today?
I think so. You know, I think the private sector in Panama is very resilient, you know, and we might, you know, maybe when you go into business and you start going through the different phases and, you know, for the different permits and stuff, you might find a lot of bureaucracy in the process.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I think the private sector in Panama is very resilient. You know, we keep on pushing and pushing, and that's really what makes things happen at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have government doing their own stuff. You have government putting out their laws and everything. But the private sector, and I think that's been, I mean, if you think about the birth of Panama as a nation,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
we have been a place of trade and a place of commerce even before we were a nation.
Right,
you know,
if we
go back to the Spaniards and the conquistadors,
mm-hmm.
and you think about everything that happened in this, you know, little piece of land, and I think that has just been, you know, building and you know, when you think about how the gold traveled from one point of the isthmus to the other before going to Spain, and then how everything started developing, and then you had the railroad, and then you built the canal, and then you had the ports, and everything kept on growing and growing, and most of that is because of the, you know, the push of the private sector in Panama.
And don't forget, of course, history, which I guess is quite relevant to today, that if it wasn't for Panama, the Scots would never have been in the Union.
Exactly.
Because they sort of came here exactly to do exactly what you're saying, you know, for
right.
business, for trade, you know, it made them bankrupt. And so they joined the Union. So thank you. But
well, things happen.
Yeah, things happen, exactly.
In business, everything happens in business.
And funnily enough, they sort of said, because the Scots were looking at regaining their independence. And, of course, somebody said, well, what are they going to do because they'll lose the use of the pound? And said, well, I'm sure right. they got some Balboas somewhere. But things are changing on a fast pace in Panama in many different aspects. I mean, we've seen the unfortunate events of the other month with the, if you like, it was almost an awakening in some respects, which has made a lot of people in the government and elsewhere sit up and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we're really going to see some change? Or is it going to be dusted over and, well, you know, we talk a lot, which is being done right now.
Well, I guess it depends on what you mean by change. I mean, if you mean, are we going to see change in the ways of having, you know, government really wake up and admitting that we have, you know, very, very strong issues that we have mm-hmm. to fix as a country and that we mm-hmm. have to tackle as a country. I mean, think about education.
Absolutely.
Think about our, mm-hmm. our public health system. You know, think about access to electricity, access to clean water, mm-hmm. you know, and these are, and we were having this conversation yesterday, and we were saying, you know, Panama is a country, and especially the city, it's a city of contrasts, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. because on one end you have this very cosmopolitan city with, you know, all the skyscrapers, and all the things that are very top level happening. And then, you know, 20 minutes away from the city, you find places where people don't have access to clean water 24/7 mm-hmm. or don't have access to electricity. And at the end of the day, these are things that we need to tackle as a nation, but we need to tackle as a project, as a long-term project. It's not only about, you know, finding solutions that'll carry the government from now until, you know, 2024 right. that they have the next election.
It'll all change.
Mm-hmm. We really need that commitment, you know, from our government to say, okay, we're going to start building projects, building programs that are going to be, you know, they're going to have short-term, mid-term, and long-term impacts. Unfortunately, I think that our politics is very based on thinking about what am I going to do in these 5 years,
five years. Mm-hmm.
And you know, much of a lot of good ideas, good projects, you know, are lost whenever we have government changes, because there's, like you say, there's a saying in Spanish that, you know, every teacher comes with their own book under their arm, mm-hmm. you know.
Right, exactly.
So instead of analyzing, okay, let's just see what was good from the last government and pick it up and build from there. You know, we, much of the time, our politicians come with the idea, let's just scratch everything and start from zero. So I think we really need a change of mind and a change of heart from our politicians and from our, you know, rulers or whatever you want to call them, that, you know, they really need to start thinking more in terms of, you know, midterm and long term.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is something that, you know, I'm not sure if they're ready for that shift in mindset, but it's absolutely necessary. Otherwise, no matter how, you know, how forthcoming and how pushing the private sector is, if you don't have a government that is moving at the same speed as you are,
with the same aims, ambitions, that's the thing.
Exactly. Then they're just going to be weighing you down.
Sure. I mean, one of the things I would say when I'm talking about people and having been in the business side as well, is that if you look at Panama, we have, well, we're about to do a census, but let's say 4.5 million people or even 5 million people in the country, which is a city. Anywhere else in the world, that is the city, and it's not a particularly large city either.
Exactly.
But can you imagine that city, if it had a canal, if it had a free zone, if it had tourism, if it had a business center, it would be the richest city in the world.
Exactly.
Why do we have people that don't have access to water just down the road? Why don't we have people that are properly educated? This, to me, is the frustration.
Right. It's poor planning. It's poor planning. You know, it's just a lack of planning.
Yeah.
That's the only logical explanation that I can find for it.
And what does the business sector, what does the CCIP, what do you see as the biggest holdback that you have to do more business in Panama?
That's funny, because we were just talking about this last night as well.
Oh, mind reading.
Yes. One of the things that I always like to mention is that we need to facilitate doing business in Panama. What do I mean
mm-hmm.
by that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's imperative that our government, that our institutions go through a process of digitalization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but before you do that, you need to review and you need to optimize your processes. And then you incorporate technology into these processes.
Right.
And once you do that, you know, you incorporate transparency into all these processes that, you know, take place in all our different institutions. And then also you eliminate I always mention the example that, I mean, you have a law, right? And the law tells you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then one government employee interprets the law in one way, and then the one who's sitting next to him interprets it in another way.
Right.
Yeah. So we need to eliminate that. And the way that you eliminate that is, again, you know, by incorporating technology and by incorporating digitalization, then, you know, things are just, I mean, do you have this in this way? Check. Do you have this in this way? Check. And and I think that's something that we need to work really hard on as a country. All this, like I said, this facilitating doing business. And the reason I mention it is because, for instance, us in the CCIP, we do commercial missions together with Pro Panama.
Okay.
You know what Pro Panama is, right?
Yes.
So we go out there, and I think we do a fabulous job of selling our country, you know, and mentioning, you know, all the things that we offer as a country and all the incentives, the tax incentives and the migration incentives that we have through a series of special laws, you know, for multinational companies or for companies that want to do manufacturing, and, you know, how easy it is for them to come here and to you know, settle their regional operations and whatever. And you know, from one point of view, then yes, we offer all these incentives, but once they're here and they start going through the processes, then it's always very slow, very bureaucratic.
Exactly.
You have to sort of like push everything to make things happen rather than things just flowing the way that they need to flow, you know. So that's sort of like a turnoff, you know, when, you know, you say, okay, Panama is a great country, we have all these incentives, but once we're here, then things just, you know, drag their feet and they move slowly. So, and I think we have, you know, Panama has all the potential to be the next Singapore.
Well, we've been saying, I mean, in fact, I was in Singapore when Singapore went through its change, sort of 69, 70, 71, and how it sort of basically turned itself very quickly into the world's largest duty-free shop. And if you were traveling to Australia, and this is one of the things that I would really like to see us do more here, is that really encourage people, that because we have so many people in transit coming through Panama, and lure them in with, hey, you know, we'll put you in a 5-star hotel for $20 or $30 a night. But they're in the hotel, they're spending money in the bar, they're eating in the restaurants, and they're going out to shop. Give them extra allowances, have the, you know, the deal with Copa Airlines, and, you know, more business for them as well. And I think we're missing that opportunity. And we do have the stores here. We do have the, you know, these shopping malls, as we know about Marcella, can't survive with just us here in Panama. It's impossible.
Right, definitely. And you might know more about this than I do, but, you know, from what I've read, education was such a key player in the transformation of Singapore, you know?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So, and that is something that we need to work real hard on, and not only just technical education. I mean, our education system suffered greatly throughout the pandemic.
Sure.
You know, we had our schools closed for 2 years, and once that hit, you know, it became very evident the gap that we have between our private education system and our public education system. Where you try, you know, in the public education system, when you try to incorporate the virtual schools, then, you know, all the issues that you had with the children that lived in areas where they didn't have Wi-Fi reception and they couldn't connect to the classes, and it's been very hard on the children. And now we have, 2 years later, we have a group of children where, I mean, you have third graders that, you know, they went through first grade and second grade during the pandemic, during the time that the schools were closed. So you have a number of third graders that don't know how to read properly.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
And then you have a number of sixth graders that their reading comprehension is not where it should be. And then you have a number of students that have had, you know, social, emotional issues mm-hmm. with coming back to the schools after being away for 2 years. So these are very specific problems that we need to tackle on right now, because otherwise we're just going to have a lost generation in our hands.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But the thing is, what did they do the other day? They cut the budget.
Right.
The education budget. You know, we've got, we're seeing this, you know, right now, these different groups having their budgets cut. Mm-hmm. Yet the National Assembly increases.
Right.
I mean, this is where things are going wrong. I mean, I don't know how what your feeling is about this, is that, you know, a lot of the problems that occurred a couple of months ago was due to the rise of the price of food, the rising mm-hmm. price of gasoline, etc., which in a lot of respects were issues which were outside the control of the government.
Right.
These were not issues which were internal, but the government was getting blamed for it. Mm-hmm. And this, but what came out of that from my perspective is all of a sudden everybody's frustrations came out. There was frustration right. about corruption. There was frustration right. about, you know, not having education. There was construction about not having water. And mm-hmm. I thought, you know, is somebody going to learn from this? And I think, you know, where is the money going to come from, Marcella?
Exactly. You know, that's a good question, because if you think about it, or if you analyze it, a huge chunk of our national budget is going to either subsidies mm-hmm. or to paying, you know, salaries.
And we've just had to pay for COVID.
Right. Exactly.
You know, as I said, you know, I did say one time, somebody quietly, well, don't complain at the presidency, go round to one of the embassies. And but, you know, it is frustrating. And I mean, that's why I'm sort of so impressed with the work that the CCIAP are doing. And I know it's difficult. And I know you, as you say, the scope of what you are working on with regards to, you know, you're having to deal with tourism. And I think that is something we really need to pay a lot of attention to, getting people back in. But on the other hand, we have to make our cities suitable for tourism.
That's right.
You know, our walkway, you know, have our pavements done nicely with, you know, little walkways telling people what they're looking at, where they're going, and things like, it's things like this that make it attractive. Tourists like to walk.
Exactly.
Even when it's hot.
Right, exactly. And things as simple as, you know, as teaching Panamanians to, you know, to
pick up their rubbish.
To pick up the rubbish, of course, but to, you know, to receive tourists with a smile on
their
face.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Treat them kindly, you know, these are things that are basic, and you know, we're experts in comparing ourselves to our neighbors and to other countries.
Mm.
And if we do so, you know, and if we compare ourselves to Colombia, we compare ourselves to Costa Rica, you know, the service that you receive in these countries is excellent.
Mm.
And that is something that we need to emulate if we want to, you know, turn ourselves into this tourism hub.
There seems to be a mismatch with the fact that, you know, if you are working in a restaurant, if you are working as a way, you are giving somebody an experience. Okay,
right.
And that person can make or break your stay or your meal or whatever. But
absolutely.
It's looked down upon as opposed to being, you know, I remember just sort of quickly, you know, my mother's 80th birthday, we went to a restaurant in Coconut Grove, Abrachi. And we had a wonderful evening and we had a superb waiter. And when we were leaving, we were waiting for our car, our waiter came out, he was on his way home, and says, everything all right, you know, can I help you? And said, no, everything's fine, thank you very much, we're just waiting for our car. He walked into the car park and got in his Porsche 911 and drove home.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
This is the thing, you know, you can make good money, just make people happy, make them smile, give them a good service, and you'll be rewarded.
That's right.
And you know,
the little details that make the difference.
Sure. Well, look, we're just about, unfortunately, out of town, out of time. We could speak probably all morning, and I'm sure you've got plenty to do. But I really did, and thank you, because I did want to get a feel for, you know, how things are on your side of the table. And I think you've done that this morning, and I thank you for talking about these issues, and I always look forward to reading your camera or peanuts, so keep it up, and I hope we'll be able to talk again in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Marcelo Galindo, President of the CCIAB. Thank you very much. All the very best to you. Thank you. And that's it. Big thanks to Marcella. And that has brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. We're 5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. So, again, big thank you to Marcella Galindo, for being with us this morning. And needless to say, of course, to Andreas for our look at, he's been taking a look at, not so much the movies, but the new series, which is on Prime Video, which I shall no doubt go and have a look at and see what if I can enjoy that. So big thanks to Andreas. Big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her everyday story of country folk today. To, of course, Yasmin, here in the Breakfast Show studio, our producer, our social media, everything else, to Neil, who gets information for us, our co-producer over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom, the boys and girls at Grupo Grado, keep us up and running, and of course, as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, and I will be here 6 o'clock in the morning. So what I want you to be doing between now and then is looking after yourself, all right? Make sure you keep yourself safe, because what do I want to be doing tomorrow morning? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. Okay, of course I do. So for me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.